Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. Chris has just called in with another evergreen topic. If we let the transgenders do what they want, where do they go potty? And, you know, I mean, whatever we've got to say about this topic, people wonder. And it is something, it's, you know, it's something we're going to have to confront. So let's bring Chris back on and talk about this subject a little bit more. Chris, can you hear me?
Yes.
Excellent. So I guess what I would say that the generally you're finding bathrooms out there that as new buildings are being built, they'll build these things called like the family room for people to go potty. But it's the old buildings that have to be kind of re-outfitted that I think that is the biggest concern.
For me, also, I grew up camping and boating.
Yep.
So I am used to, shall we say, somewhat tight living conditions.
Okay.
And so someone, you know, doing their thing right next to where I'm sleeping is no big deal to me. So
all right.
Whatever. You know, who cares? It's just another body.
Yep.
So basically that was my thing. I thought that the discussion of the focus on the the man danger thing was a little bit overdone.
Yeah, I think that there's something, an argument to be made, right? Like that, you know, men are more dangerous than women when it comes to acts of violence, and it doesn't matter whether they're against men or against women, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so if you force transgendered men to go use the men's bathroom, they're liable to get beaten up in there. However, if you let men just go into the women's bathroom because they self-identify, you know, some guy says, I put a beret in my hair, now I'm going to the women's bathroom, and I'm going to see what's going on in there. And acting just plain old weird, don't tell me it's not going to happen, because it's going to happen. I think that these things...
You don't need, you know, special regulations allowing people to go potty where they decide that they want to go potty for, you know, people to assault one another. Like, that's just an excuse of, well, if we have this regulation, then these assaults are going to happen. Like, assaults happen anyway. Assault is still illegal if you let a man that identifies as a woman go potty in the women's room.
Yeah.
I don't disagree with that. And I would say that transgendered folks have been around for decades.
Yes.
And they've been figuring out where they're going to go potty reasonably well. I'd say that mostly what you're dealing with here is how well does somebody pass? If you're doing a reasonably good job of looking like a woman, I don't think anybody's going to give you a problem going in the women's bathroom. If you're doing a reasonably good job of looking like a man, fine, you're going to the men's bathroom. I mean, I'm not interested in the potty police, people running around and going, I think that there's a man in here. You know, oh, really? Come on, isn't he bothering you? Because I think that you got stalls and stuff, and it should be okay, right?
Yeah.
But man,
now,
Vipers.
Let me give you some sort of insight that not
Please
a lot
give me
of
the
people.
Insight on the trans stuff, Daryl.
No, not on that. About bathroom cleanliness. Because I was a janitor for a while at a big box store here in Keene, and this particular big box store had three primary bathrooms. They had the men's room, the women's room, and then the family bathroom that had one toilet, and it was a good bit bigger, had a slightly larger baby changing area. The toilet room that was the cleanest was the family room. The one that was the dirtiest was the women's room.
Really?
Yes.
The women's? Okay.
Because women,
I've heard that.
Women don't like to sit down on the toilet seats when they use the bathroom, especially when they're going number two.
I've heard you can get pregnant from those things.
So there were times when I would go in and there would be defecate on the handle and on the wall, and I have no clue how that happens, but it was a very regular occurrence. So my solution is a bunch of single stall bathrooms that anybody can go in.
That'll handle it. Chris, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yep.
And then you don't have bathrooms to worry. And then you don't have to worry about what someone identifies as. It's just, do you identify as a human that uses a toilet? Then this room is for you.
I think the floors and walls and toilets and stalls should all be made of metal. And in between people leaving the bathroom, the whole room should just be coated in fire. clean the whole thing.
No, the fire would not actually clean it. It would burn the defecate onto the metal.
Or it would scorch it off. It's just hot enough, you know, like just...
I knew what I was doing when I posted this this piece of clickbait, as it were, on Free Talk Live's Facebook page, because I know my audience. If I put up this picture of this sort of transgendered figure saying all gender restroom, I know that I'm going to pit the righties against the lefties on the Free Talk Live page, and they're going to go at it like gladiators. I'm not a fool, and at this point, I think that just looking at it here, you know, it's reached nothing huge for mine, but I guess this wasn't a real winner. 3,200 people have been reached. I know a lot of pages were killed for those numbers. I consider those small. That's 6% below my average, as a matter of fact. So I guess this wasn't the winner I thought it was going to be.
But it's only been up for a couple of hours, and there's a bunch of other stuff that people are all up in arms about. People are still sharing the stuff about the dentist that killed the lion.
Yep.
And you have to make sure to mention that he's a dentist, because dentists are mean, horrible, evil people that like to cause pain.
I want to know, what is clickbait? Because people will post this sometimes on some of the stories I post. They'll go, clickbait! And I don't care if you click on the article that I post.
Okay, but clickbait is, you've seen these things to where
15 stupid things we're going to list that are going to, you're going to have to click 30 times to read all of them, right? That thing where they make a list. And
you won't believe number four. Also, there's what I love calling the sort of Mad Lib thing, to where blank did blank. You'll never imagine what happened later.
Yeah. I don't do that. I do post articles that say that, but I will say generally in the post what it is about, because I don't particularly like that. I don't want to have to click through to find out. And I won't post any article that has a list where you have to scroll through a list, click.
That. And that's one of the reasons that I absolutely avoid the Austin Peterson website, libertarianrepublic.com.
He knows, but what he knows is that he gets more clicks, he gets more views. More views mean more money, and that's all that is. So, you know, whatever.
That, and also he's a lot more Republic than Libertarian, so that's another reason to avoid the site.
Whatever he's doing, I think he's put some good articles out. But nonetheless, people use this term clickbait on my articles. It's not clickbait, dude. It's not clickbait. It is interaction bait, or, you know, like, share, comment bait. Because that's what I want from you. I don't care whether you look at my article. All I care is if you comment on it. And I'd like you to make an intelligent comment, but if you don't, that reflects on you, not
Hold
me.
Hold on, you're wanting people to have intelligent conversations on Facebook?
What I want them to do is to get wound up and call in like Chris did. I want them to call in on the subject so that I'm actually getting people to, you know, interact on, you know, call in on different issues on Free Talk Live. Most of them are pansies, and they will say whatever they say on Facebook, but they won't take the time or energy, or they haven't got the guts to call in and talk about it, because that's what I don't believe you can hold somebody responsible on a message forum, which Facebook is to me. I don't think you can have a real conversation, really get to the heart of an issue, because people are constantly talking past each other.
Right, so, and then people don't read all of the previous comments where you already answered the question that the first guy asked, and then the seventh, and then the 49th guy.
And that's why I almost never comment after I post the story. Why should I? You're not paying attention anyway. 855-450-3733. You want to tell me what clickbait is? 855-450-FREE. Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. We still have this article about Cecil the Lion that I want to finish up here. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
Pro XPN because you need to protect yourself online. Your internet service providers likely saving your surfing history. Criminals are sniffing your Wi-Fi packets. Governments and corporations are limiting what you can see on the internet, not to mention the NSA sweeping up all your data. ProXPN can solve all of that. Simply download the app for Windows, Mac, iOS, Android, even Linux. Go through their easy setup and then just connect to the internet, and you're protected from all of it. No more prying, no more spying. One account works for all your devices. You don't have to have a separate account for each device. So go to proxpn.com/FTL, and you get 50% off the regular monthly price when you buy an annual account with our code. It's FTL50. That's like $5 a month. That's for the lifetime of the account. You don't have to. It doesn't matter which premium account you go with. You still save. With the premium account, you get unlimited bandwidth with servers all around the world to access, the ability to privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites, and ProXPN doesn't keep records of your online habits. You get all that with a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. It's proxpn.com/FTL, promo code FTL50.
Hunters hacking into your GPS data. You don't want them to know about that stuff.
You don't want that. So, going on here with this article from Gizmodo regarding the dentist that hunted this lion, Cecil. And he's making points, and I think they're really important ones, because this isn't an issue that people seem to be applying a great deal of rationality to, and I want to apply that. And then there's trophy hunting, which, full disclosure, I think is dumb. But because it attaches a large economic incentive to the continued presence of animals and that often live in conflict with us humans, it contributes to, if not outright ensures, their survival. Let's look at why that is. First, are there numbers that back this up? Can the link between high-dollar trophy hunting of endangered species and their conservation be qualified? Conservation Magazine studied the issue and found, according to a 2005 paper by Nigel Leader Williams and colleagues in the Journal of International Wildlife Law and Policy, the answer is yes. Leaders Williams described how the legislation of white rhinoceros hunting in South Africa motivated private landowners to reintroduce this species onto their lands. As a result, the country saw an increase of white rhinos from fewer than 100 individuals to more than 11,000, even while a limited number were killed as trophies. That's it. Trophy hunters have more of a vested interest in the animals than you do, because
they want to make sure that it's alive. Like, if somebody could reanimate a brontosaurus or bronchiosaur, because brontosaurus didn't actually exist or whatever, but if somebody could, like, you know, reanimate these things, I guarantee you there would be some hunters that would say, I want to go kill me a brontosaurus. And somebody would make sure that they breed the brontosaurus so that somebody could go kill a brontosaurus.
Yeah, and then somebody on the internet who has no financial stake whatsoever would cry about it. They would spend an inordinate amount of time of their day going, oh, the brontosaurus! And this is really the point.
Do you think that there would be regulations against, like, if it had to be like, you know, you have a bow and arrow, and you maximum you can have four guys, and it's a Tyrannosaurus Rex hunt. Do you think that there would be, right, like, the government would be like, no, you can't do that. Somebody's going to die.
So, hold on. I've got questions about the Tyrannosaurus Rex hunt. How old?
What if the Tyrannosaurus Rex fed cocaine first?
Does it have a laser mounted to its forehead?
That's definitely a question that I did not think. But no, like, how old is the Tyrannosaurus? And that's a very important question, because Tyrannosaurus, much like all lizard-type creatures, will grow, and actually all reptiles, for that matter, will grow as long as they are alive.
Right.
So, like, back before, you know, the comet came down and, like, you know, all the dinosaurs died, we don't know how long Tyrannosaurus lived to wind up to be 20 foot tall.
Their lifespan is like turtles. They live 200 years.
Right. Right. So, you know, is that a 1,000-year-old Tyrannosaurus, or is it like a 12-year-old Tyrannosaurus that's maybe only like 4.5 feet tall?
You also have to take into consideration what is the sort of the societal structure of the Tyrannosauri. So, for instance, lions, what they don't mention here is that Cecil is responsible for the great deal of deaths of male lions. Because Cecil was in charge of his mm-hmm. pride, and there was not a single other male lion above a certain age in his pride. They were driven out by Cecil. And by killing Cecil, what they have allowed to do is allow genetic diversity to be entered into the pride. Now, I'm not saying that that's good or bad. I don't know.
All right, so I just want to go on record before this conversation continues any further and say that I think that Cecil the Lion was an a-hole.
Well, I can tell you just about every male lion is an a-hole. If you apply the standards that humans mm-hmm. have for behavior, nobody likes the male lions except that they're pretty. And, you know, I mean, they're not particularly hard workers. They
make the women do all the work.
They make the women do all the work.
Lions' phalluses are barbed, like, with spikes, essentially.
Yeah, that's got to be really...
That's just got to be unpleasant.
That's a blast. And they drive away all the other males. They can't have... And... If they co-opt another pride, they kill all the babies of the previous mm-hmm. male that was there. So, Cecil, not such a great guy. And
so, hold on. So, what you're telling me is there's a major plot hole in The Lion King, because Scar never would have been alive if Mufasa's pride was run like the way a real lion pride is run.
You know, I don't know much about the Lion King. I think I saw it once a long time ago. And, you know, I'm sure I enjoyed it. And I'm sure that this is half the reason that Cecil's popular right now is because people think he's Simba. But, no, I don't really.
And then speaking of plot holes in Disney movies, there's a huge plot hole in Finding Nemo. Because clownfish are hermaphroditic. And the largest clownfish in the school is always a female. The second largest is always a male. Meaning that when the largest dies, that means the female dies, the second largest, which was a male, transforms into a woman. So Nemo's father should have been his mother.
Right, turned into a woman.
Well, there may not
maybe his father was transitioning at the time.
There may not be a plot hole in the studio, but there is a hole of some sort. Let's go on with the studio. Let's go on with this story here. The author says, what's going on here? There is that a specific economic incentive was introduced that benefited the white rhino population. Yes, this resulted in some being killed and turned into the world's most morbid umbrella stands or whatever. But by and large, the white rhino population was able to recover from the brink of extinction specifically because of trophy hunting. Your social media outrage didn't save the white rhino in South Africa. A-holes like Walt Palmer did. And this is what the irrational bedwetters on Facebook just don't get. If you're answering with your emotions, you don't get it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
All right, so suddenly Walmart, eBay, Amazon, everybody wants to ban the rebel flag. Well, the rebel flag is an important part of American history. The rebel flag is still a long-standing symbol of Southern pride and Southern heritage. So if the big retailers want to play into political correctness and try to deny the history of America, let them. Go to ourflags.com. That's R, like rebel, R, letter R. Ourflags.com. Get your rebel flag before they actually do outlaw the things, huh? Ourflags.com. That's ourflags.com. Go now.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Gold. world is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Daryl.
And Johnson.
855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. I would be remiss if I did not mention that the prices of precious metals right now are at a five-year low, near a five-year low.
Woo!
And that means it's could be a good time to purchase some gold and silver. I think it is, and I have made moves in that regard. Can't have all your eggs in one basket, you know. So, you can choose to do what I've done, or you can do whatever you want. But if you're looking for gold and silver, please check out gold.freetalklive.com, because I've worked with Midas Resources for a very long time, and you can trust them. They do great business. They have good prices. And we, you know, Free Talk Live gets a little spiff in the process. So it's gold.freetalklive.com to get your precious metals. Going on with the article from Gizmodo about this Walt Palmer dentist fellow that shot Cecil the Lion. Conservation and hunting have long gone hand in hand. Noted big game hunter Teddy Roosevelt is widely considered the originator of the modern conservation movement, thanks to his acknowledgement that managed use for profit, rather than simply setting aside vast tracts of land for no purpose but preservation, was a viable model for protecting our natural heritage. Teddy famously stated, the nation behaves well if it treats the natural resources as assets, which it must turn over to the next generation, increased and not impaired in value. Conservation means development as much as it does protection. Bully. What he and the conservationists found was that to justify its existence in the harsh reality of the human world, nature needed to be economically justify its existence. Today, trophy hunting takes place in 23 sub-Saharan African nations, generating over 200 million and attracting over 18,000 clients each year. That's money spent in the economies of multiple African nations directly pegged to the continuing presence of big game animals. It's a large economic incentive for conservation of these species, and it's growing. This chart from a study conducted by the University of Pretoria demonstrates the increased economic value of trophy hunting in southern Africa. The explosive growth in South Africa is largely due to ranch land, which has been dedicated to livestock, being given over to game ranching. So there are people in South Africa that have found that it is more profitable to keep lions on their property than it is to keep cattle. And that's because, you know, beef's a competitive business. There's constantly...
I'm just sitting here thinking, like, thank you to LIN.FM. I'm opening a game company here in Cameroon.
I hope Akko can do that. I really do. I have no idea. Like, the thing about Africa is it's this giant continent. And it's not all covered with zebras or whatever, right? We don't know anything. In the United States, we know nothing of Africa.
Right. You know? I know. Not at all.
The biggest desert in the world is there. You know, these dark parts that don't have... Because, you know, elephants don't live in the jungle. They run around on the savannah.
How do you know? Oh. Have you been to the Congo? There might be some tiny elephants running around in there.
Little tiny elephant. I'm sure they're very cute. Anyway, I'm just
saying. Reason.com just did a great video piece on Africa, specifically South Africa, about certain economies there being, you know, sort of less managed economies and just how massively quickly that they are growing compared to the rest of the world because of their
less managed
free economies, that they're just some of these economies in South Africa are the fastest growing economies in the world.
But generally when it comes to wildlife management, it tends to have better results. So let's go on here. Because a hunter like Walt Palmer is prepared to fly over and pay someone a large sum of money to kill a big endangered critter, an economic opportunity attached to that critter is created. So, an enterprising individual will do anything from breeding to fostering to protecting and or providing a habitat for a population of those critters. In order for that economic opportunity to last and for the investment to pay off, many more critters need to be added than the Walts of this world can ever kill. And because Walt and his pals want prime examples of that critter hanging around on their trophy room walls, those critters need to be happy, healthy, and wild. Yes, Walt will kill some of them, but many more will be able to go about their happy, healthy, wild lives as a result. Yes, most of Walt's spending does get pocketed by greedy capitalist types. But that's the entire idea here. The greedy capitalist types are the ones earning a profit off the happy, healthy, wild population of critters. This isn't some government boondoggle. It's capitalism at its finest.
And I think I can say this safely to the audience that's listening to this program. Look at the philosophy of the people who jump on board to hating these types of things. People like PETA, right? These are people that are generally the type of people that hate capitalism.
They're green on the outside and red on the inside like a watermelon.
Yeah, and they hate humans, as clearly evidenced by Ingrid Newkirk's call for this guy to be killed, which doesn't make any logical sense whatsoever. And they generally are the type of people that also hate capitalism.
I've heard some of these environmentalists say that for the planet to survive, humanity needs to go extinct. And my response is, okay, you first.
Well, the planet's going to do just fine. Anybody that's had to mow the lawn in the summer, anybody who's let their lawn go for too long knows that the planet is going to do just fine. I don't care what humans do to it. We're not worried about the planet. You might be worried about charismatic megafauna like Cecil here, And that's a valid thing to be concerned with. What you need to do is do some investigation and see that it's big game hunters, which are the ones that are most responsible. Right. Now, I don't know if
it's not going to be lions and deer that shoot the asteroids out of the sky that would potentially wipe out half, the population of the planet.
Right. The dinosaurs never and they were never able to do that. Right. If
right.
The dinosaurs had been smart enough to build a big laser to shoot the asteroid that supposedly killed them all, then they'd still be here.
No, instead we're going to have Elon Musk building a Hyperloop space elevator that goes up and then we mine the asteroids. That's what's going to happen.
Maybe the dinosaurs were the ones that actually built the pyramids in Egypt, and they thought that the pyramids were lasers to shoot the asteroids, but they were wrong.
That's helpful. So...
No, and there's actually some old Egyptian text about the Egyptians discovering the Sphinx, not building it. So somebody or something built it. I'm not saying it was aliens. I'm saying it was dinosaurs.
How does the economic impact of hunting compare to tourism? After all, some tourists are paying to see animals, thereby giving them the economic value, too. In 2013, all tourism, not just people seeing animals, netted the South African economy $5.8 billion, which is a lot more money than hunting brings in. But that hunting is taking place in areas where tourists don't often go. Game ranches have reached an equivalent total area to the national parks in South Africa, effectively doubling the land on which large animals have to grow and roam. Trophy hunting is also present in countries which do not otherwise have significant tourist economies, like Ethiopia, Chad. Who's ever heard of, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to spend the summer in Chad.
I heard somebody say that one time, but she was referring to some guy on the Jersey Shore.
And the Central African Republic, and again, providing economic incentive for the conservation of animals that otherwise might not exist in struggling economies and through political instability. The average tourist in South Africa spends $64 a day on stuff like food and hotel rooms and transportation and maybe a tour of the national park. It costs a hunter up to $35,000 to kill a single lion in that country. How does that economic benefit of hunting compare to the money provided by charities? The World Wildlife Fund, for instance, spends $224 million a year. But that's spread across the globe on programs inducing deforestation, habitat destruction, and curbing carbon emissions. Some spend on anti-poaching initiative, but it doesn't equal the economic incentive for conservation in Africa that trophy hunting does. You can still comment on Cecil the Lion, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. Or LRN.FM on Skype, 855-450-FREE.
If you could choose any school in the country to earn your college degree and be on your way to a better life, would you choose one the Wall Street Journal recognizes as producing some of the best qualified graduates, or one the Princeton Review ranks as a leader in undergraduate education, or maybe one the U.S. News and World Report names among the most innovative schools in the country? Now, you don't have to choose. At Arizona State University, we want to help you learn to thrive in life. At ASU Online, we offer over 100 graduate and undergraduate programs on your time and schedule. You receive the exact same curriculum, degree, and prestigious faculty as the on-campus students, and we're universally recognized as one of the innovators in online learning technologies. For information, call 1-800-595-9736. U.S. News and World Report ranked ASU in the top 10 best places to earn an online degree, so learn to thrive with ASU Online. Call today at 1-800-595-9736. That's 1-800-595-9736.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451. 451.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, which includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. It's King Mark the First,
Daryl,
and Johnson.
855-453. We're going to finish up this article here on trophy hunting. They're using Cecil the Lion as a foil here to talk in a rational manner about trophy hunting and what it means to the African economies and the world.
Dentist.
Yeah, dentist. You have to say the word dentist whenever you talk about this guy that has killed Cecil the Lion. So, going on with the article here from Gizmodo, trophy hunting is also a powerful anti-poaching tool. If an animal is worth a large sum of money, which, you know, they say $55,000 is what he paid to kill this lion, the people invested in earning that sum of money are motivated to prevent losses. That doesn't. If I had a $55,000 animal, I'm going to take very good care of that animal. They were hunting all kinds of, I got lost. This doesn't help national parks where hunting is all kinds of forbidden, but it does prevent the illegal taking of protected species on private land. And we're really, does it matter where animals are protected as long as we have these animals? I mean, nobody's crying over the, you know, God knows how many tens of thousands of cattle that are killed every year in every day in America.
I would say that it does matter where they're killed or where they're protected, because if they're killed on private property, then the owners of that private property, if they're, you know, like in this case, they're the people that are basically running these come kill our animal things, those people have an interest in making sure that only people who have paid them money kill their animals. in the government-run national parks and government-run wildlife preserves, there's not really any incentive to make sure that the animal stays alive.
Also, these private animal shooting places are very good at protecting their animals.
Yes.
The parks are very bad.
Yes.
So, going on, Walt, this is the dentist, has been photographed with at least one lion kill, previous to the one that caused the current furor. It's been reported that he paid up to $55,000 for this latest hunt. That's at least $100,000 that he's personally put into African economies. Money that wouldn't have been spent there if it weren't for lions to hunt. That's money.
We've already heard from Akko about how much, like, that translates into a massive amount
of
money.
Right. $100,000 in Africa is a heck of a lot more than $100,000 in the United States. That's money which is a specific economic motivation for conservation. So how much money would you have you and your Facebook friends contributed directly to big game conservation in Africa? Anybody? Answer this question for me. If you were complaining about the shooting of this lion, how much money have you given to conservation in Africa of big game, the lions and that sort of thing?
I will cut a couple of words off of your question. How much have you donated to conservation of animals? Period, question mark, end of statement.
Right. These are just crybabies, bedwetters, worrywarts that have found something to, the charismatic megafauna. Oh, I love it. They don't care anything about the pigs, the chickens, the cows, and all these other animals that get killed every year.
And some of them do.
Some of them do.
But they don't do anything about it other than cry and post on Facebook, don't eat meat because meat is murder.
Yeah, well, some of them certainly do that, and I don't think any of them know anything about farms either.
Right. There was a letter to the editor that I've seen this thing in print numerous times where some crazy moon bat wrote and said, hunters shouldn't go out and kill food. They should buy it from the grocery store where no animals were harmed.
I wonder, that has to be a spoof, right? I saw a Facebook meme. I'm going to get slightly off track here. I saw a Facebook meme with one of these pigs in a farrowing cage. If you don't know what a farrowing cage is, it's a cage they put over a sow so she can't get up and squash her babies. The deadliest thing in the world to a baby pig is its mother. And
yes.
Daryl, you know this. You actually, you were taking care of the pigs at my house, and two of them were crushed by her mother. And, when you're a 450-pound big fat sow who's just given birth and you have 15 scurrying little creatures around you, it's going to, at some point or another, you're liable to squish one. And it's just the way things go. But they had the sow in a farrowing cage with a dead baby alongside and saying something to the effect of, she loves her babies, just like your mother loves you, or that kind of thing. And I'm not claiming that mother animals don't know love. I'm not going to claim that. But I will claim that sows can't count. And now you, Daryl, you took a you had this one piglet, the runt that we were taking care of, Spike, and you would take Spike out on a pretty regular basis out of that pen.
Yes.
And Spike was used to getting handled, so Spike wouldn't make any noise, right?
Occasionally he would, but I think it was more just out of being startled.
How did Dirty Red react when you took Spike out and he made noise?
If she saw me, she would react.
Yeah.
But if he just made noise, she wouldn't really do anything. Like, she might look to see what was going on, but I was out of the pen by that point.
When Spike would be returned, was she looking all over for her baby?
Nope.
That's because she can't count to 15. And
I don't think she can count to 2.
I don't know what she can count to, but she loves her litter.
Yes.
And it's important to her, and she sacrificed for him, and she'd do all kinds of things. She's a wonderful mother, a really great pig, but she can't count.
Right.
And so to say that her love is the same as, say, if humans had, which they do, 6 or 7 or 8 kids, they can count them, and they're going to feel for each child that's lost.
Right, and one major difference between humans and most animals And I say most animals because there are some animals that will only give birth to like one, maybe two babies ever in life. But most animals will have large litters. And it's because, like, you know, genetics and evolution and science and whatnot know that chances are very few of those are ever going to become adults. So it's more of a herd mentality, if you want to call it that.
Yep. And when you're looking at the animal kingdom, males are generally useless. They are only there for genetic diversity. And so, I mean, they're not particularly important to the conservation of the species. Yes, it's important to have them for genetic diversity purposes, but they're just useless eaters as far as, you know, after that. The introduction of that genetic material, that's generally what males do in the animal kingdom. They go, and then they fall asleep, right? And that's the end of the story.
I saw Bill Clinton do that.
There's the
pig, not the politician.
Well, my pig, Bill Clinton, and because he was he's been purchased and raised for nothing but eating and humping, that's why we named him Bill Clinton. I think it's pretty appropriate. He isn't old enough to actually do the deed, but man, oh man, does he like to practice.
He tried.
Yeah. He certainly will. So this is the point that I'm trying to make here is that you gotta, I know you like the furry, fuzzy animals on the Facebooks. I know you like them. And you should like them. They're compelling. They're beautiful, magnificent creatures.
And they're tasty.
And you just gotta get it that the reason that they're still around is because people have economic incentives to keep them around. That's the reason that most animals are here. And it depends on the animal, how many should be taken. And yeah, I get why they have, licensure with the taking of animals and that kind of thing. But, you know, people got to eat, man. And sometimes people eat the things and some people just want to hunt for trophies.
And there's definitely not enough time to really delve into it too deeply. But when you say about there's reasons for limiting how many can be taken, it's actually fishing quotas that have caused overfishing because the quota only applies when you get back to shore. Which means you can catch as many as you want. You've got 2 weeks when you're getting back to shore to go through and make sure that you only have as many of and the certain types of fish that you're allowed to have.
Scrod.
Everything else is dead, so you're just throwing dead fish overboard to make sure that you're under your number.
That does happen in certain circumstances. I mean, and this is why if they're going to have regulations as far as these things, they need to be better written, and they're not. And the government's going to always do a bad job of that. So I think the best system is essentially ownership. If you're talking about the sea, ownership of a certain plot.
Yes.
And people can they can work that plot of land. They're doing some great jobs with farming out on the water, farming all kinds of fish. So that's it. Another perfectly good 3 hours wasted. Free Talk Live. It's been Mark.
It could be off hunting lions. And Johnson.
Check us out in the meantime. Our Facebook page is at facebook.freetalklive.com. Our regular webpage, freetalklive.com.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. KeepStock Solutions help keep the cost down. KeepStock Solutions keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.